This is Vision View Sports Radio. Streaming live from Africa to the world. This is Vision View Sports Radio.
Up with it, girl.
Full court press on Vision View Sports Radio.
Vision View Sports Radio, that's right. It's time to say hi to the defenders, the help defenders, the posterizers, the groundhogs, the street ballers, the fundamentalists, the off the dribble creators, the catch and shoot shot makers, the sham guards, and the dream shakers. But most of all, we say hi to the haters. It's time to lace up your boots because I'm about to shoot as we get into the huddle, because 2 hours of basketball insight and analysis await here on the Full Court Press on Vision View Sports Radio with me, Q. Yes, it's Friday the 27th of August, and there's plenty of reasons to celebrate. We celebrate life and we try to get through the pandemic. And we also have to celebrate the show because we have a lot to come in these 2 hours. We start off with these two guys. I think they probably battle at the same height, but they're going to talk to me about the NBA. Shaz Sandile, Shaz Alanes Shankase in the studio, and then Lebaka Sekhubala on the line as we talk a little bit about the NBA and what's happening in the offseason. Should be fun because these opinions are unadulterated, and I expect fun and games. After that, I'm going to chat to the newest addition to the Full Court Press family. I like to call him the Bull, Mr. Leonard, my writer, and we're going to chat about probably the most exciting AfroBasket we've seen in recent history. A lot happening out there in the city of Kigali. After that, we get into local basketball a bit because I chat to Gareth Jason, who is the national head of national director of tournaments for Basketball South Africa, and we're going to talk about the club championships and what this really means. And you know, I'm going to lay out what that environment looks like and hopefully get some answers. We close the show with two shooting guards, one from KwaZulu-Natal. They call him the killer for good reason. Mabulala Cele will be in studio with me. And then because of all the hype around the Cape Town Tigers, I thought we'll chat to their tenured shooting guard and Jared Harrington. He's going to chat to me on the phone because next week, if all goes to plan and the National Club Championship happens as they do, the Tigers will be in Johannesburg trying to claim the throne as the number one club team in the country. So that's all to come on the show. Do keep it locked. But let's get right into it because Shaz in studio, Lebaka on the line, stats versus law. Welcome, Shaz.
What's up? How you guys doing?
We are right. You know, I like it. This is analytical in some ways, but it should be fun. I thought the best place for us to start is, where Ben going to be at? Who wants to start? Ben Simmons of the Philadelphia 76ers, a lot of talk about it. And they are saying that Big Ben or
Stats. Little Ben.
See, yeah. I did that on purpose. Just to show you that you are both aligned. Right? You are both aligned. You can hear that, right? Okay, so Ben, probably going to try and pull a James Harden kind of move. Not going to show up, or he'll show up to training camp overweight and not really trying to...
just without a jump shot.
No. Hold on. He can't do that. He doesn't have the cachet to do that.
You guys are seeing from the same hymn sheet. This is not supposed to happen.
We've got to respect James Harden. At least he could shoot, so he could get in any shape.
Honestly, everybody wanted Harden. I mean, right now people are like, but what are we going to do with him?
But what are they going to do with him? Where would you send him if you were the hypothetical, if you were Daryl Morey right now, if you were there, GME?
You don't get any good trade value for him. Keep him and hope he got better in the offseason. I mean.
But he doesn't want to play.
Well, no, he kind of has to. Because nobody wants him.
You can't keep him in Philadelphia. The best place to send him, the first place to send him is to a psychologist.
Look, the trade value is super low. You don't get much from him. I mean, people were talking about trying to trade him to Portland, but if I'm in Portland, I'm not giving up Damian Lillard. And look, they stuck with him. That's the moral of the story. He must play.
And also,
guys, I was being serious. I was actually being serious when I said you're feeling it.
No, you're right. There's some scarring there. There's a lot of scarring.
Because part of the trade value with him is not the fact that he can't shoot. It's that he won't shoot, right? You know, I mean, Giannis can't really shoot, but he won't shoot. So first thing first is that you need to deal that nonsense, right? You need to deal the fact that a person has been so stubborn for the last 4 years and they refuse to take a shot. I mean, how else are you going to be able to shoot if you're not taking the shots, right? So, and I think that if, once you can get over that hurdle, I promise you someone is going to then put that aside and say, we can work with that. We can work on the shot, but all the other attributes are very much elite, right? And we then can deal with that. Chip, I forgot Chip's name, but at San Antonio, great shooting coach. You know, if San Antonio can package some of those young wing assets, because they've got quite a lot of young wing assets with a lot of promise, they can package some of that. They could get a Ben Simmons. To be honest, I wouldn't really want him in San Antonio simply because I don't think that he's got the leadership attributes that are required.
And Pop gonna bench him. You know, Greg Popovich don't play that smoke. If you're not playing in Pop system, he's definitely going to bench you. Might become Sixth Man of the Year.
and that is true. But I do think that there will be trade value if at least people get a sense that this guy has a willingness to, you know, to score or shoot. Let's start with shooting before we even get to scoring.
Yeah. Look, I think for me, the main issue is that with like someone like Joel Embiid, he needs another star. And that's what Philadelphia were promised with Ben Simmons. So that is the main issue. Because if you trade Ben Simmons for small assets, you're actually not fulfilling what Joel Embiid is. Joel Embiid needs to win now. He's got like 3 good seasons left with him because of his injury problems. You need to replace him with a star. And ideally for me... he goes to a place, look, I'm not talking about Joel Embiid anymore, but with Ben Simmons, he goes to a place like Golden State where he's passing and his size. His passing and his size is the attribute. And he's also hidden by other superstars around him.
I just want to say, I feel sorry for our man Joel. I don't know that there's going to be any winning in Philadelphia, but maybe they'll get into the playoffs.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And I don't like Golden State as well, simply because Ben Simmons does what Draymond does, right? You know, they have the same strengths and they have the same weaknesses, and which is the shooting aspect. And in fact, Draymond is even better because there's a time we've seen a season where he actually shot quite decently, right? Last season he just chose to be more of a facilitator. But if what you are saying is basically to try and have probably some sort of 3-way deal going through Golden State, maybe I can see it. Philadelphia trying to go through Golden State, but I don't know what Philly gets in return.
My last one on Ben Simmons is that honestly I agree with you. He's just got to be better. You can't be a point guard shooting less than Shaq. In the playoffs, it's at the line. You're a professional basketball player. You earn millions of dollars. Get better. Just get better. We shouldn't even be talking about trading Ben Simmons. You just got to get in the lab and get better. He must stop going to Wimbledon and chilling with influencers and content creators. He's just gonna play basketball.
Man. In fact, I think they should even be choosing his girlfriends for him. In fact, he shouldn't even have a girlfriend. Doesn't deserve a girlfriend at this stage.
Yeah, that's terrible. You know? I mean, the free throw thing was the most terrible thing. I mean. Mentally, he's shot. I wouldn't take him in any team. He's just got to go to Philadelphia, apologize to his teammates. But the for me, the scariest part is Philly actually threw him under the bus in the playoffs. And I lost a little bit of respect for Doc Rivers and Joel Embiid. So they actually have to surround that. You know, people have bad games.
Games. Since we're here, I'm going to change the subject just a little bit because you're right. So, have you lost respect for Rachel Nichols? I just feel like, because you know, the jumper is not happening. It's not happening. Kicked off ESPN.
100%.
And where do we what do we feel about that? Did you like the jump in the first place? I did. I'm not going to lie.
I love the jump.
I love the jump.
So, it was one of the best basketball shows on TV. Yeah. It had nice, interesting angles, you know, great guests. Now, what am I actually going to watch? I don't know, because I actually enjoyed it.
First of all, I was shocked. I don't even know. Like, I woke up on Instagram, then they said she's gone. But she had some controversial point of views. But I know ESPN will replace her with a competent host.
Probably Stephen A.
No, again.
I don't know that he's competent. He's different.
I don't agree with that. And the fact that ESPN will replace her with a competent host. But I'll reserve those comments because we're still in August. but I have a fundamental issue with ESPN and how they view female reporters. But anyway,
no, this is a free platform, and you're allowed to speak. And in fact, I encourage your opinion. That's why I have you here, Stats. Why do I pay you the big bucks?
You know, my biggest issue, and in fact, I mean, there's a new lady that was, I've seen her a few times that came through on the Kayshawn J. Williams show, right? And I actually thought that she was very good, right? I thought she was quite good in terms of her knowledge of just sports and all of that. And don't get me wrong, there's quite a lot of them that are pretty good, right? But sometimes I wonder if the first question that they ask is around your knowledge of sports, or whether they ask about other stuff.
ESPN. I warned you before we started this thing.
Wow.
Yeah. So and for me, that's why I love people like now I've suddenly forgotten her name, and I've just said that I love her, but everybody seems to love this lady. She's now a play-by-play analyst on ESPN. I didn't understand why she was one of the side reporters at ESPN.
Doris Burke, who was he talking about? Old school.
No. Yes, Doris Burke. Thank you very much. I thought that was reserved for the supermodels. You know, hires. So
this is a deep-seated issue, and I'm really concerned. But we'll continue along. That we asked for the opinion.
Yes, hectic. But there was the lady who replaced Rachel in the last leg of
Malika
the play.
Andrews.
Yes, I think she should replace it. She did really super well in the last leg of
I'm
the
not gonna lie, I'm not a fan. She lacks a little bit of personality and color in the way that she reports.
Okay, all right. Are you going down the same line as me?
I said personality and color in terms of her voice, in terms of the way that she gives off her energy. Rachel did a good job. Rachel did a good job in terms of that. Like she had a little bit more fun with it. Malika's too robotic in the way that she presents this.
I've given my opinion.
Can I tell you? There's a reason.
That's an opinion. It's an opinion.
That's fair.
Yeah. There's a reason why I don't watch CW. Like I cannot the channel. I cannot watch programs where I'm literally watching every single person in that program is a supermodel. It's unrealistic.
But they're giving us insights. It's ratings and insights. They're giving us ratings and insights.
What insights are you getting?
Just basic
and
X's and O's.
Ultimately, beauty is in the eye of the beer holder. I've told people this. And it's national Bring a Beer to Work Day, which I didn't do. But let's just carry on. So the objectivity. Stats, you have a problem with the aesthetics. Do you have a problem with the information that is being delivered?
No, that's the thing, is that I don't have a problem with the aesthetics, right? I have a problem with the information that's been delivered, because I'm like, I do feel like there's probably other people with a lot more substance that maybe aesthetically might not meet the standard of that channel. That's my issue. I feel like there's a little bit of discrimination there. Just a little bit.
You guys are a tough crowd. Because I think they're giving us good X's and O's and giving us ratings.
No, definitely. Who have you heard that gave you X's and O's?
Sam, and what you must also remember, that this is slightly generational. Shaz is just a little bit younger than we are. But, he's still got some knowledge in the game. So, you know, maybe this might be a little bit more old school versus middle. It's not young. It's not new.
Also, this is not radio. Guys, some Instagram likes and some ratings also count. So that's all I'm going to say on that.
Okay. All right. So all I'm saying
we
is,
have to sell the content. We have to sell it.
All I'm saying is that, damn it, what is going on with me now? I've forgotten names.
Who else would you like to? I can help you.
The greatest female, or one of the greatest female. I mean, all I'm saying is that if Cheryl Swoops was not one of the greatest basketball players, but knew the amount of basketball that she knew, she wouldn't be on ESPN. I'm not saying she is, but I'm saying she wouldn't be on ESPN.
Which other network would she be on? Would she be there with Candace Parker and the other guys on Inside the NBA? Is this what you're trying to say?
I feel like you must have the same issues about Tia Cooper, but I'm gonna keep on pushing on this one.
Somehow I knew. The thing is, I knew that there's no way that this debate can go on without going down the Tia Cooper route. I tried not to introduce it. I really did. This was a conscious choice.
I'm really sorry for being this controversial around this particular subject, because I am very much for women empowerment and all of those things, right? The only point I'm trying to point out here is I feel like there's a bit of discrimination in this woman empowerment thing, right?
So part of the story you're saying is a matter of pretty privilege. That's what you're trying to say.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah. So I have no issue with
that. Does this apply to the males as well? This is what I'm trying to figure out. You know what I'm saying?
I can't answer.
We live in a new pronoun forward society. You guys better start getting comfortable.
Max Kellerman got fired, so I thought he was a handsome guy.
there's no guy that I look at and I'm slightly uncomfortable because of how I'm feeling about it. So no.
Okay.
I wouldn't know.
As long as we went down the path, because we can't discriminate here. We have to have a straight, objective discussions, and that's the way that the show runs. And it has run for the last 3 years, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm pretty sure they've already signed a contract with Skylar Diggins, ESPN for when she's done.
Your discrimination knows no bounds. Pretty lives matter. Pretty people lives matter too.
They allowed to earn some money, and there's nothing wrong with Skylar Diggins' game as well.
And she can ball.
No, definitely.
So are you trying to say that Candace Parker is not a great analyst? I need to understand.
Yes, these are facts. I love that.
That is a fact. I mean, she likes Zach Levine. We had a problem there.
We have to move on to the next subject.
No, I think, this
is some discrimination.
This is murky water.
Candace is a great analyst. I really take offense.
I actually agree with you. That's why I asked.
And she's one of the GOATs.
I love Candace Parker. I've loved Candace Parker since she was in high school. I love everything about her. But the day that she loved Zach Levine, I almost shut down. But
this is coming from a Bulls fan. This is his team. This is the team that he supports.
And it's her team as well. Remember, she's a Chicago girl.
Yes, I hear you, but I'm talking about you.
Sir, can I ask a question before we move to the next link? Why do you still support Chicago? I mean...
Because I'm a loyal man.
I want to give a soccer analogy, because I feel this pain. Why do I still support Arsenal? Exactly. There we go.
Okay, cool. I get it. You must support Arsenal. Sorry.
Yes, you read it. You read it immediately. We do what we have to do. Exactly. We made a choice, and unfortunately, we're in this abusive relationship where we're not winning, but we're there.
But you guys have built a team.
Down the Arsenal path. The Bulls have built a team now.
Yeah, yeah.
They have built a
bonafide team. I actually backed him.
The Bulls have built something there.
This entire thing has degraded now.
How is it degraded? Do you not like what moves were made in the offseason for your Bulls team?
I think, one, they got super athletic with DeMar DeRozan and Lonzo Ball. They have some hope. It's a great move.
No, they've got nothing. They've got no hope.
Guys, Zach Levine is an Olympian. He's a gold medalist.
So what?
Let's put some respect on him.
He might actually get better because of his play.
McGee's an Olympian.
Respect JaVale McGee and a two-time NBA champion, three-time NBA
And his
champion.
Mom won an Olympic medal, so you better put some respect out there.
I mean, honestly, guys, just because they had no other players to fill the roster with, and then they brought in Zach Levine, I'm not going to get all excited about it. I don't like the construction of that entire team. I have a problem with it. I didn't understand why the signs here, DeMar DeRozan, that was just a waste of a signing. The one person I like there is the kid Patrick Williams. You know, even though I have a bit of an issue with his on-court demeanor.
Lonzo Ball, what do you think about the Lonzo guys? Lonzo Ball's a baller.
I want you to, this is more for stats. This is for a guy who is an ardent Chicago Bulls fan. I think I'm saying I like the construction of the team. They might lean a little bit. I'm not sure how they're going to distribute the minutes with the guards and how that works in the rotations.
Yeah.
But in construction,
for me, makes them
a little bit more competitive.
Can I tell you, for me, for Zach LaVine, it takes the pressure off being the face of the franchise that much. DeMar DeRozan is going to give you 25. Or 20, sorry, 25 is a lot. 20. Lonzo is going to give you 15, and they're going to push the ball. Zach can play a bit freer. You know, he's not going to have to bring up the ball. He's not going to have to be the superstar of the offense. I think, really, their construction is built for more offensive power. And look, those guys can't defend. That's a great trade. I'm sorry. I know you're a fan. You're too touched. But we'll get to the block.
The proof is in the pudding. There's still training camp that needs to happen. There's still a couple more things. But I will be watching the Bulls, and I'll actually talk about them this year. I've not had them as a subject for a while. So stats.
Why would you want to be talking about the Bulls? It's like you're trying to just make me upset on a Friday.
It's a special Friday. It's a slightly different one. All right, cool. Anyway, guys. You guys managed to fill that whole 30 minutes. Wow.
Is that a wrap?
That's Rap City, yo.
I wanted to ask about the Cape Town Tigers whilst we're here.
What do you want to know about the Cape Town Tigers while we're here?
Just a Brooklyn Nets hype team. I'm excited for it.
You're excited. Do you think so while we're just having a quick discussion, and we're going to get into this a little bit later. I get into this a little bit later. Yeah. But do you think it's a good thing for South African basketball?
Love it. You know who? I can't wait for them to play. Where on the street they playing the Nuggets in the next week or two?
The Nuggets still have to get through MBB this weekend.
Whatever, I just want to see match because that is the game.
They might not. You might not get to see that game.
We have to get it, even as a friendly something.
this is from someone who's watched South African basketball, and you know what? I'm going to just say this because he's one of the premier events creators in the country. So if he's saying this. This has got to give some hope. Do you know what I'm saying? Because never mind the after parties. You can plug some of the stuff that you do and you can plug some of the events. But this is a premier event creator and he understands youth culture. So if he's saying this, I'm just going to have to support it. I don't, as much as we don't know what's going to happen this weekend, I'm listening to what you're saying.
And I think the Tigers, I don't want to hold you guys up. I think the Tigers have got a great backing. And I love the structure. I've read up on the owner. He was ex-Nike Academy coordinator. Yeah. Rafael? Is it Rafael?
It's Rafael, yeah.
I think
he was on the show. He spoke about team. I'm just letting you know.
He is going to bring a whole exciting energy to South African basketball. And I think that team is going to be super well constructed. And it's going to run like a well-oiled machine. I think...
So are you a fan already?
I am a fan. But I'm an Igoli Magic guy till the day I die. So I just want to see what the Brooklyn Nets of South African basketball got in store. Let's go.
Okay. Usually I wouldn't allow the South African sojourn, but because you're a special guest, you came into the studio, Shaz. I'm allowing it. So Stats, you want to say anything about that? Because you've also...
No, I'm good, my man. I'm good.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Well, we have to have this combination in studio at some point. That's when you feel comfortable enough to come out here. I liked what you guys are doing. So I'm going to try and make it happen again, Shaz. So you know what I'm saying?
Before we close it, sorry. Guys, the LA Lakers have the best contracted team in basketball right now. Russell Westbrook will take us to the finals. And we are winning it on the back of Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony. Okay. I just want to say that as a bona fide point. Thank you.
All right. Okay. That's how we close it. Lebaka. Till I see you again on the show, Shaz, thank you for coming through. It's been absolutely spectacular.
A 360-degree view on sports.